don't recall ever using seating charts very much beyond the first two or three weeks. They were a tool for me to help me learn students' names, and then once I'd done that, I pretty much discarded them. I tended to organise my classroom based on knowing the students and moving them around as was necessary for particular activities or to resolve behaviour issues. But I never did that in a formal way. Well, that's probably because I never had access to something like class charts. It's an online tool, but one which is available through and usable with lots of different mobile devices, which makes it particularly useful in the classroom. It's way beyond just a tool for drawing out a classroom layout and then putting names onto it. Of course, as you might expect from something which is more sophisticated, you can certainly add photos, but it's about much, much more than that. There are a number of configurable data items in here. As you'd expect, firstly you need to be able to get your students in, and you can do that as using an import facility from a CSV file, so that's not going to be too difficult. You can set up your rooms very easily and draw the layouts very easily. In fact, if you've got rooms which are similar in layout, you can even clone one room and make another one which is very similar to it and tweak it as necessary. So getting the room layouts easy, getting your students in easy, dragging them and dropping them onto those layouts is incredibly easy. But when it becomes really powerful is when you start to use it in a proactive way, because with class tools you can comment on behaviours, whether positive or negative, with nothing more than a couple of clicks. You can add comments if you have the time and capability to do it, or maybe subsequently after the lesson. Well, the crucial thing is everything that you record, and that actually includes attendance at the start of the sessions, everything that you record is held within there as a cumulative score. So you can instantly see from one lesson to the next students making progress or dropping behind in terms of their behaviour and capability and the progress they're making with the learning. You're recording that as you go along, and you can use that as a discussion point with them at any point. You also have the possibility to add additional data like children with special educational needs, those who are on free school meals. You can add their reading age, and all that can be visible on the seating plan itself, and it's also customizable. And then, just with a couple of clicks, you can flip the room layout to emphasize different things that you want. You might want to split up boys and girls or put them together. You might want to separate students with behavior problems.